So, guys, due to all that edge disaster that we got ourselves into with Jaws, when I tried to close Jaws, Jaws got so stuck in that edge document that it accidentally made me stop the other recording. So I apologize for the abrupt end of that recording, but I think that very clearly emphasizes a point that I made in the first recording, where Jaws can do some crazy things, and whoever thought it would have done that made me actually have to start a new recording from where I left off. And even right now, I'll show you what ended up happening. So I'm going to close narrator.
Exiting narrator.
If I go to run dialogue.
Windows R, run dialogue.
And type.
Blank. There are no objects. There are blank. There are no more div. There are no radio buttons on this page.
It still thinks that I'm in Edge.
There are no unvisited.
Or Internet Explorer or something like that. Somehow this got.
Use virtual PC cursor off. Blank. There are no more.
Somehow it got locked into there, and I cannot get it to stop. And this is what I'm talking about, you know. And it's complicated to explain this, and I don't really know what else to say about it, other than it's a problem. And I don't know if it's a problem with Jaws 2018, but the next course of action
is
for Task Manager. What is that? Country/region combo box United States. But if I alt-tab around my screen right now, and around my open windows, there is nothing open that has that. That is from the user account creation page that we found ourselves in when we were using Edge. So this all stemmed from me trying to show you how to just create a simple user account in Windows 10 with Jaws. So we're going to press the More Details button here to expand Task Manager.
Space.
If we even can.
Tap, list of tap, more than.
Nope, I can't.
Space.
So I have to bring back narrator.
Control Windows Z.
Alright.
Tap, list of items, name, list of items, tab, task manager, task manager, name, more details,
button. You okay with this?
Task manager, name, list of items, table, process, colon, application, files, or job, one tap, more details, button. Tab, and task button, all processes, list of items, table, process, colon, application, file for job, 1 of 3, process, colon, screen reader, 2 of 3, process, colon, voice recorder, 3 of 3, more details button, and task button, all plus E.
Uh-oh, what'd I do?
Title bar, task button, more detail, process, voice recorder, 2 of 2, more detail, and task button, the title bar, system, menu, system, restore, menu item, move, menu item, menu, restore, menu item, system, menu, no previous item, restore, menu item, move, menu item, menu PM.
Where am I?
Recording.
Okay, so again, that made me have issues. Okay, now that Jaws is actually closed, and I really do apologize for that. That was, that was not good. I hope that is just a bug in the beta, because, I want to show you now how this is supposed to work. So we're going to close narrator.
Exiting narrator.
We're now going to go to NVDA. I apologize that was so fast in speed, but I just had to use that to get me out of trouble there. NVDA
desktop
should be
list,
yep.
Mail 30 of 22.
So we're now going to go to control panel.
Command prompt. Run. In desktop list. Command. Control panel. Search.
We're now going to again type user accounts.
Navigation. Recent app. Select config. Create check make create user
through
search,
me somewhere
user,
else. Okay, user accounts.
Make check chain manage another account link.
Manage another account is where we're gonna go.
List add a new
user
settings.
PC settings.
Settings window set up assigned access link.
Now again that
get help,
threw me somewhere else.
Slip, sign in add someone else to this PC button.
Sign in with someone else on the PC or add someone else to this PC rather, we're gonna press enter.
Microsoft account. Microsoft account window document. How will this person sign in? Document, email or phone edit required. Enter the email address or phone number of the person you want to add. If they use Windows, Office, Outlook.com, OneDrive, Skype, or Xbox, enter the email or phone number they use to sign in. Email or phone. Email or phone edit required. Enter the email address or phone number of the person you want to add. If they use Windows, Office, Outlook.com, OneDrive, Skype, or Xbox, enter the email or phone number they use to sign in. Email or phone.
Okay. Now, we can tab across this.
List with two items I don't have. Email or phone.
But what you can also do...
Email or phone.
...is you can...
Out of list blank. List with two items link I don't have this person's sign-in information.
Now if I hit U or V...
Not supported in this document. Not supported in this document.
Down arrow.
Link privacy.
You know, it all still works.
Link I don't pay. I...
Now, if I press enter here, here's what is supposed to happen.
Microsoft account document, clickable. Microsoft account document, username edit, this information is required. Someone at example.com, username edit, this information is required. Someone at example.com.
Okay, we got this far with JAWS, but this is where we had issues. We're gonna press tab.
Clickable, get a new email address link. Password edit protected.
Password.
Visit country/region combo box United States collapsed alt plus down arrow.
This is where JAWS started reading country/region for no reason out of nowhere. Now, if we down arrow here.
List with two items. Start. If you already use a Microsoft service, go back to sign in with that account.
So, JAWS did read that.
Link add a user without a Microsoft account.
This is where we got into trouble. Add a user without a Microsoft account. This is the page that will appear if you try to connect a Windows 10 or try to create a Windows or a user account on a Windows 10 computer that is not connected to the internet. Here's what is supposed to happen when you press enter here.
Boot document, who's going to use this PC? Grouping clickable, edit username.
So it says edit username. So you would type in the person's username. This is also a web page, so you can down arrow.
Clickable, make it secure. Blank. Edit protected, enter password, make it secure, grouping clickable, enter password, edit protected, enter password.
As you also noticed, NVDA can use pretty much complete auto forms mode in Edge as well. JAWS cannot. And their reasoning behind that is that there are multiple controls on one line. However, NVDA is, for the most part, doing it just fine. The only issue is that
enter password.
If you try to error out of it and go back into browse mode, you can't, but that exists. That issue exists in other places as well, but so I still commend NVAccess for making that mostly possible. Down arrow.
Blank. Edit protected. Re-enter password.
Re-enter the password.
Blank. Edit password. Hint. Password hint. Edit. Password hint. Blank. Button back. Button next.
So now, if we shift tab.
Back button. Make it secure, grouping clickable. Password hint. Re-enter pass. Enter password. Edit. Who's going to use this PC? Grouping clickable. Edit. Selected random. Clickable. Who's going to use this PC? Blank. Edit random. B-R-A.
So you can essentially think of that as, okay, Brandon's going to use this PC or whatever the name is. So even though it doesn't specifically say username there unless the field is blank, it doesn't really matter because the thing asking who's going to use the PC is it that works too. So I'm going to simply close out of this because I don't want to make a new account.
Settings.
See how much easier that was with
your voice.
NVDA and we didn't even get stuck. Look at that. We can go to the run dialog.
Run time.
We can type in the notepad.
Untitled notepad text editor
and get notepad and not have random things all over the place. So yeah, that is so that took way longer than that was supposed to. Oh, that's just... Anyway. So, as you can see, NVDA managed, of course, to get through that user account creation thing. JAWS, however, was unable to. So, that will be it for this little addendum. If there's anything else you guys want to see, feel free to post comments or email me just like before. I'd be happy to do that for you guys. And I apologize for the little issue earlier, but you know, that's a part of this, and clearly that shows that JAWS is currently not ready to be used in that area of Windows 10. Ultimately, it's your decision on what tool you want to use. I'm, again, just trying to kind of show you where things are at, and I would not say that Microsoft has to correct this. This is something that Freedom Scientific has to correct, or VFO group, or I think that's what they're going by now. So, there you have it. Parts 1 and 2 to my addendum, I guess. Although I couldn't really add that to the last one because this second recording was not expected. So, the way I will upload this is so that the first one appears first and then this one appears second, which means I'll actually have to upload this one first. So, oh boy. Alright, so that'll do it for this recording. Thank you very much for listening. And,
blank.
I will,
Untitled notepad.
I will.
Voice with add a marker. Pause with.
I will see you guys in the next recording. Thanks very much for listening, and have a great day.